Not everything is better with AI. And ChatGPT can't possibly know all of the things that there are to know about you. In this episode, I'm walking you through something that happened with a real-life person when she tried to get her human design through ChatGPT. And after I went into my stories in response as a manifesting generator and talked about this, I asked people what happened when they put their human design, or their birth information rather, through ChatGPT. And do you know what? 100% of them got the wrong information. That's what we're diving into on today's episode of Unjaded. I'm Vicki Dixon. I'm a 2-4 emotional manifesting generator and a quad right in human design. And I am passionate about helping you to build the business that you were made for by following your path of least resistance, which is your human design. But let's get you the right human design, not some robotic version that probably isn't gonna get you exactly right.
Imagine this. You meet a guy at a party, and this guy tells you that he has this really cool party trick, and he can tell you all about yourself, how you're designed to work, how you're designed to rest and play, and do all of the things in your life. And you think, oh my God, this is great. All I have to do is give him my birth information and he'll tell me everything I need to know to make my life easier. That's what happened to a colleague of mine this week with her ChatGPT. She put her birth information into ChatGPT, because that's what people do in 2025, and asked it, what's my human design and how can I use it in my business? And ChatGPT gave her the wrong information. So for the last 6 months or so, she's been building her business as a manifesting generator. And she's not a manifesting generator. Now, manifesting generators are here to do many things at once. We are the multitaskers. Our job, our spiritual purpose, is to speed up linear time. We always find the fastest way to get there, the fastest way to get something done. Our job one is efficiency, which means that we skip things. Sometimes we miss things. Now, this person found out that she's actually a generator. And that's important because generators are not here to do a bunch of things at once. Generators really have a more linear path. For a generator, it's more about the process. It's more about step by step by step. In fact, they have this stair-step learning curve. So if you're a generator, you may sometimes feel like you get 2 steps forward and you take 1 step back, and 2 steps forward and 1 step back. It can be very, very frustrating to have this learning curve in your life, but it's necessary because it's how you're built to do business. Now, in our society, we've been mostly conditioned to be manifestors, go out and make things happen, initiate, and manifesting generators, do a bazillion things at once. Except for manifesting generators have been conditioned not to do a gazillion things at once because it's the thing that's wrong with us. And that's always the way. The thing that you are most here to be is the thing that you've been most conditioned away from. If I could give you one gift on this podcast, it would be to stand in those things that you've been told are wrong with you, because I can almost guarantee they're actually the things that are the most right with you. Back to my example of my friend with her ChatGPT human design reading. She's been pushing through in her business, thinking she's a manifesting generator, doing a gazillion things at once. I see her frustration. I should have seen this. I feel like I should have seen this. Because I see how she goes 2 steps forward and takes 1 step back, and 2 steps forward and 1 step back. But I don't know everything about her. I don't know everything about her business. But I can see now, once I ran the chart through my own site, I can see, oh my gosh, this is actually how she operates in the world. The reason, or one of the reasons, that she's having such a hard time with some of these things is because she's not a manifesting generator. And she's trying to work against her own energy and her own way of doing things. So human design is an incredible tool to use in your business. And I don't even really know the main point of this discussion with you, this conversation with you. It's certainly not to never use ChatGPT, because I don't think that's the world that we live in anymore. But I think that we need to use ChatGPT and take what it says with a grain of salt. We need to ask it to cite resources. Where is it getting the information? Because there are times when it completely makes things up. I'll give you an example from my own business. I've been working on a lot of copy for a new website. I'm so excited to launch this new website. And I asked ChatGPT if it could pull from my website my own testimonials and get them all into one spot for me. And it came up with fake testimonials. Testimonials that were not from my people at all, that weren't things that people had said about me. And it just put anonymous on them. And I was like, whoa. No wonder buyer trust is at an all-time low. No wonder people are fed up with the smoke and mirrors in the online space. Nothing feels real. We're talking to robots. We're getting answers that are completely false. It's making up things about our lives that are not true. I'm not anti-AI. I'm anti taking the human out of the AI experience. So if you're using AI in your business, I implore you to double and triple check things. And I really invite you to keep your humanity in the picture. We cannot lose our voices. This is just another way that we are giving our voices away. We're giving our power away. We're calling it in. So many times I read a post and I want to put it in the comment section, said AI, because people can tell. And people are craving that human connection with you, with the you that is you, the generator, the manifesting generator, the projector, the manifester, the reflector. Whatever gifts you bring to the table, for God's sake, bring them to the table. Don't let ChatGPT tell you how it's got to be when deep inside you know that something is off. And here's another don't for you, since I seem to be bossy today. Don't be afraid to tell people that they're not going to get the work that they're going to get with you with ChatGPT. As far as human design goes, I mean, we saw what happened. Somebody got the entire wrong design. Now, that may not always happen. It may not be completely wrong. But I can guarantee you it's not going to hit the nuances of you. I can guarantee you, if it's not even looking at a chart, where is it getting the nuance of you? It's not. It's going to miss them. And the other thing that I think we need to consider is, where is the information coming from? So we know that ChatGPT AI is scouring the web and finding all of this information. Who's talking? There's a lot of people talking out of their asses in the human design space, in every space, in the space of business that you're in. So you get to call it out. You get to call it out in your own way, based on your own design, where your voice comes from in your human design, so that you actually call the people to you who are meant to work with you and who aren't interested in calling it in with a robot. Now, I'm going to interview this colleague of mine on another episode of Unjaded, and I'll give you a heads up on my Instagram when we're going to be chatting, because I really want to get her take on, oh my gosh, 6 months of my life I have spent working with a ChatGPT version of my human design that isn't true. So stay tuned for that.